Was it government censorship or cooperation? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court will consider that, hearing a social media case next hour after Missouri and Louisiana sued.
Justices will decide if the Biden administration crossed the line when communicating with tech companies to remove posts considered to be disinformation. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria says he will argue the administration's actions violated free speech.
Everyone who's used social media has been negatively impacted by this vast censorship regime.
The case could determine how much power the government has to tell tech companies to police their content on issues like COVID and election security.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. More Americans are getting out of Haiti today.
A second chartered plane carrying evacuating U.S. citizens from Haiti is expected to arrive this afternoon in Fort Lauderdale. The U.S. State Department is arranging the flights, encouraging Americans to leave the Caribbean nation, which is effectually now under the control of violent gangs. A flight Sunday arrived in Miami carrying dozens of U.S. citizens.
Fox's Evan Brown amid a new round of talks today trying to work out a ceasefire in Gaza. Fox's Trey Yingst reports from Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces once again enter Gaza's largest hospital, the Al-Shifa complex in the heart of Gaza City. Firefights erupting as Israeli forces entered the compound. Now, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the top spokesman for the Israeli military, said Israel is acting on intelligence that senior Hamas militants are sheltering in the hospital.
We call upon all Hamas terrorists hiding in hospital, surrender immediately.
Police have located one of the suspected gunmen in last night's shooting in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. That left one person dead, two injured. Police Chief Gene Paul Smith just said that suspect
is a certified gang member through the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. On incident one, he self-reported to the hospital.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Fed's new FedNow system is all about surveillance and control. Secure your assets today with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I recommend diversifying your retirement into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Do this right now. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free info kit from Birch Gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
Did former President Trump really say there'd be a bloodbath if he loses the election? Well, Trump supporters say his words over the weekend were taken out of context, that he was talking about auto industry tariffs. Now, he tells Fox's Howie Kurtz on Media Buzz,
there's no hope with Biden. He's a deadhead.
But that's not how no Democrats hope. View it. That's why the
I think the Democrats vote for me a lot more than you think. In fact, I saw where at least 10 or 12% of the Democrats are voting for me. They've never seen a number like that.
Meanwhile, President Biden will campaign out west this week, going to two battleground states, Nevada and Arizona. Russian President Vladimir Putin reelected to a fifth term, six more years, getting 87% of the vote, though Putin critics say it was not a free and fair election. His three challengers on the ballot had all praised President Putin. As Russia's war in Ukraine rages on, prompting a new meeting of the U.S. and dozens of allies in Germany.
The Ukraine Defense Contact Group consists of nearly 50 countries that have been meeting since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown are at Ramstein Air Base in Germany for the group's 20th meeting. And it comes as Russia advances and Ukraine runs out of munitions. Friday, White House National Security Council coordinator John Kirby said the U.S. and all other G7 countries agree.
Were Iran to proceed with providing ballistic missiles or related technology to Russia, we are prepared to respond swiftly and in a coordinated manner, including with new and significant measures against Iran.
Congress has not yet passed a new agreement to give additional funding to Ukraine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in South Korea after days of joint military drills with the U.S. The North Korea has protested, test launching three more missiles today. On Wall Street, stocks could rise after last week's declines. Futures are higher, up more than 200 points for the Nasdaq. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Man charged with murder last week after a deadly stabbing in Tuscola. Happened Wednesday in the area of Park and Van Allen Streets. Joshua Henderson arrested for the stabbing on probable cause. He's in custody at the Douglas County Jail, appearing in court via Zoom last Thursday, charged with two counts of first-degree murder and two counts of aggravated battery. University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign helping lead a project to create the first insulin-producing cow. That cow from the south of Brazil is the first transgenic cow capable of producing human insulin. Insulin in her milk study led by researchers at the U of I with the goal of one day eliminating the drug scarcity and high cost of people living with diabetes. State Farm getting a new CEO. John Farney, the current president of the Bloomington-based company, replacing retiring CEO Michael Tipser. Farney's been with State Farm since 1993 and is an alumnus of Illinois State University. The change official June 1st. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller. Yep,
it's been a great winter, my friends, and it looks like we might get a little more winter here extending. Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, offering cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. If you're interested, why don't you call and get a quote? 217-352-0428. Our meteorologist extraordinaire is Greg Solier. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you much. Congratulations to everyone out there in fighting Illini land. And we'll certainly keep an eye on weather for travel to various parts of the country with attorney action in mind. Syracuse, as you pointed out, one spot, Omaha, where we're headed, and everyone affiliated with the ball club. And yeah, there's still some winter. You know, we've been spoiled right to the core with this winter season around here. It's a trademark of El Nino. Mild winters. Spring is a little slow to get going. No shortage of moisture to get going, and don't worry, don't panic. This is not the vanguard to a wet and troublesome spring planting season, although there is a fair amount of temperature swing and moisture in the forecast here the next 10 to 15 days, of which radar is at least painting a few snowflakes. We talked about this last week. Nobody else was, and wouldn't be surprised there's a flurry and a sprinkle coming along for the day-to-day. Winds will pick on up. Temperatures are right around or a hair above 30 right now. Later today, 10 below average at 38. Overnight readings with the flurry and sprinkle chances, by the way. Overnight lows for tonight as skies break, bottom out in the 20s. For the day tomorrow, quick turnaround. Southwest winds will be gusty for the afternoon, above 30 miles an hour, and a high to 57, about 10 above average there. We'll level off around freezing tomorrow night, then a cooler day on Wednesday, about 45, 46 with sunshine and a northwest wind. We're quiet Thursday daylight hours. If you're traveling to Omaha for late this week, there's a snow rain line poised there. Syracuse likely to get dumped on snow-wise towards the second half of the week as well. Use care and caution, whatever you do in travel. But around here, Thursday night into Friday, rain, probably snow up towards the Kankakee, West Lafayette. Accumulations there. A little snow left over here come Friday morning. Temperatures over the course of the end part of the week. 40s expected for the day on Thursday, up around 50 on Friday, low 50s for the weekend. And by the time we get to early next week, we're in the low to mid 60s with showers and thunderstorms and maybe heavy and severe weather as well. Welcome to early springtime. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
ESPN, I'm glad you're listening. The excitement for Fighting Illini basketball, three seed in the NCAA tournament. Off we go Thursday to Omaha. We are watching the weather. Could be a little weather that direction Thursday into Friday. Well, the aim to eradicate hopelessness among communities of young people, when young people are led and encouraged to pursue their dreams, there's a higher probability that they'll achieve those dreams. He's a singer, songwriter, and a life coach for the young. He is Nick Trombetta. Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Well, I'm very excited.
My friend Tara speaks highly of you and just said, I got to get Nick Trombetta on the phone, and I'm glad you're here because... Wow, we are challenged out there. Nick, tell me how you got into saying, I'm going to reach down and help these kids that people say stay away from, right? You say, I want to help them.
I do. As a matter of fact, I've been a musician and a songwriter amongst a few other things all my life. And a while back, I remember having an issue with my daughter being bullied by a boy who was calling her names. And I thought, well, how can I help her instead of being this crazy Italian father from New York? Instead, I wrote her a song that was called Sticks and Stones. And I learned while I was writing the song that sticks and stones break bones and names will not harm me and all that. But that's not true. Bones heal, but names carry on. And so I had this idea, well, what if I use music to heal some of these kids from the pressures of what's going on in today's world? So I began to think about, okay, maybe I could write other songs. One day I found myself at a Costco, and I was shopping for my business. I saw a young man walking by, and he had on a jacket that said, Fear Our Youth. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, that's terrible. We shouldn't fear our youth. We should help our youth. And I kept thinking about that. And as I was walking back to my car, I thought, help our youth. Well, that stands for hoy in Spanish.
Yeah.
Which means today. So I came up with the OI Project, which I haven't launched, but it's in the ground, you know, like a seed waiting to sprout. And so I wrote a whole bunch of songs, and then I started to think about, okay, how do we handle racism today? So I wrote a song about that called Colorless. During COVID, we all went through so much, but especially the kids, because they were locked away in their rooms.
Right.
I'm sure that social media was very helpful to many of them, but it really was also instrumental in hurting some of these kids, because the truth is that social media is responsible for some of today's suicides. And so, I kept going. And then recently, as of this past November, I partnered up with a woman who has a book. It's called, in Spanish, Yo Digo No Más, which means I say no more. She talks about her rape experience and, you know, children being abducted and all that. So I wrote a song about that called I Say No More, you know, mm-hmm. which talks about rape. So I guess my idea would be to have what I call a therapeutic concert. I know lots of musicians besides myself, where we would actually sing and speak about the song and the words and why we wrote the things we wrote about, and have audience participation. Kids need to be heard. You know, the one sad thing that I hate the most is how we say, oh, these kids today. No, that's really not true. That's really not true, because that's been a reality for every generation. I bet your father probably said to you, oh, my God, you kids today. And maybe his father said the same thing. Mm. But today they have so much more that they have to deal with. As I said, between social media, computers, and all that. Today, when a kid gets bullied on TikTok, he's exposed to hundreds, if not thousands, of kids.
Yeah.
And you wonder why a 16-year-old kid or an 11-year-old kid would commit suicide, because this is just a terrible thing.
Well, Nick, tell me, what's the latest? What about your daughter? How'd all that, what's happening?
My daughter is good. I mean, thank God. She's great. She's 20 years old now. She's a junior in college, at Manhattan College here in New York.
Okay, that's good. But, what she think of what you're doing?
Well, she thinks it's great, but you know, the thing is, I exposed her to my ideas. I'll tell you one thing I did for my daughter that I don't think you've probably ever heard before. I became a father at 43. And since I, you know, traveled the world and been all over the place, I thought, oh, my God, I remember the day she was born. And the doctor held her up to me, and I looked at her, and I said, dear God, I need to live forever now.
Mm.
And the most important thing is that I wanted to be there for her. So I wrote her a letter. She was in her mommy's womb, about my expectations as a father, what I expected from me, not just the father, my wife's husband, the friend. I never stopped writing. And when she turned 18, I gave her two books, about 600-something pages, totaling the 18 years of her life. Oh. I wrote her about 360 letters. Hmm. And so I have this relationship with her. We do talk. But, you know, she's typical of all the kids today. I'm not trying to exalt her and say, oh, my God, she's unique.
Mm-hmm.
She's wonderful. She's a great kid. I speak as a loving father. But as a loving father, I realize that even the best of the best sometimes can fall. I myself can fall back on my butt, you know, and hopefully somebody's there for me. So I think with music, we're able to reach people in a different way.
Yeah, no, I agree. Nick Trombetta, how can people reach you? How they find you?
They can go on YouTube. I you know, the funny thing is that I'm not really a big social media guy. I mean, you know, I don't do any of that stuff. And I'm actually a well-known hairdresser.
No kidding.
I own one of the top hair salons here in New York. It's called Salon Maffei. I was also the U.S. National Artistic Director for one of the largest hair color companies in Milan. I did lots of traveling. So if you Google my name, a lot of these things do pop up. Nothing bad, I promise you.
No, you're a good man, I can tell. Nick Trombetta, N-I-C-K, it's T-R-O-M-B-E-T-T-A, Nick Trombetta.
They can reach me on YouTube.
Yeah, I see you on YouTube. You're at a piano here. I think you're
nice.
Playing Sticks and Stones.
On YouTube. So I have the Hoyt Project on YouTube, and I've posted some things there recently just so that during this conversation, which I cannot tell you how much I appreciate this. Thank you so much for your time.
Uh-huh.
And so that people can go on there and sort of get an idea. So what is it that I want to do? I would love to be involved with schools, colleges, high schools. I have audience participation in small shows, concerts. We need to talk to these young people. We need to be there for them. Let's stop pointing fingers what's the old saying? When you point the finger one way, four are pointing back at you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Nick, appreciate it very much. Thanks for being on. I encourage people to find you on YouTube and maybe reach out and connect with you. But thanks for what you're doing and what you're dreaming about. I love
it. Good job.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. Nick Trombetta is out in New York, ESPN 93.5, 8:17. We check your quick sports headlines before we get to the Fox Business Minute.
Our Illini, the Big Ten champions, congratulations. Now a number 3 seed going into the NCAA tournament, taking on number 14 Morehead State on Thursday in Omaha with a 2:10 start. Hundreds of Illini fans at the airport yesterday to greet our team back. Terrence Shannon Jr., I think he was second maybe in 102 points in that tournament.
I think he's second all time now.
Right.
I think there's somebody got 110. I think he had 102.
Uh-huh.
I saw the plane land. I was out and about on the roads.
Okay.
And saw, I knew they were touching down at about 9 p.m., and I saw it go over my car.
All right.
I said, that's the Illini
go
coming home.
Illini.
And I know that I saw on social media people trying to meet him out there, and they did.
Right.
So, a way to go, and the guys, I'm sure, appreciated it. So,
and also what happened over the weekend with Justin Fields going to the Steelers from the Chicago Bears, I guess for a 2025 6th-round draft pick?
Yeah, if he plays a lot of games, it could go to a 4th-round pick. Bottom line, wasn't a lot of demand for Justin Fields. Or there's also buzz about him turning down 4 teams that were options because I think he had the choice. He could turn down a trade.
I see. So well, and Bears Pittsburgh are counting on USC quarterback Caleb Williams then in the upcoming draft.
Well, good luck. I mean, maybe.
Right.
Maybe he's Tom Brady. I don't know. But I know that he'll be a rookie. And the NFL seems to be somewhat quicker, bigger, and faster than college. So it isn't that easy, man.
So we're all printing up our brackets today and looking things over. And starting Thursday, March Madness, baby.
Get all your stuff in. Our weather brought to you by Kurt Lenschow. He's at State Farm Insurance. And like a good neighbor, State Farm and Kurt Lenschow is there. Mm-hmm. All right, check your weather with Greg. Be right back. Fox Business Minute. More from Brad Underwood's postgame also coming up.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of a Saturday, real roller coaster ride of temperatures and weather continuing on for this week and probably into next week as well. Increasingly active and moisture laden. 2 across much of the Midwest and East Central Illinois included. For today, breezy, cold, mostly cloudy. Yeah, those were a couple of snow flurries you might have seen come on by. They'll be with us in spots this morning. A sprinkle this afternoon, just 38 the expected high, 10 below average for a change. That northwest wind at 12 to 22 and gusty. Partly cloudy, colder tonight. Widespread readings down into the mid-20s with a diminishing northwest and west wind. For the day tomorrow, turning rather windy and milder in the afternoon. Mostly sunny up to 57 there. There's a 20-degree swing on a west-southwest wind gusting to 35 miles per hour. Down to 33 to 4 tomorrow night. Chillier for the day on Wednesday at 46. Some rain in spots late Thursday night. That'll have some snow mixed in by Friday morning. 45 the high on Thursday. 52 on Friday. Highs over the weekend in the lower 50s, more rain late Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dow futures are up ahead of the opening bell as investors wait for guidance from the Fed, which kicks off a two-day meeting tomorrow. Google parent Alphabet shares are jumping in the pre-market after a Bloomberg report that says Apple's in talks to build Google's Gemini artificial intelligence engine into the iPhone. And the CEO of United Airlines is looking to reassure customers about the carrier's safety after a series of flight problems in recent weeks. Scott Kirby, in an email to customers, writing, "Safety is our highest priority and is at the center of everything we do. Unfortunately, in the past few weeks, our airlines experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety." He also said the incidents, which the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating, were all unrelated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400, to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Invest in yourself with free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in fees, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National. They offer excellent annual percentage yields with no service fees or minimum balance. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit each month. It's as easy as that to maximize on your money with a bank already to invest in you. So learn more at FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Pretty jacked up for Illinois winning the Big Ten Championship Tournament yesterday in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That's right.
I thought it was too far. I thought it was out of the way. But now I kind of like Minneapolis. All right.
And so, there was lots of Illini there.
Yeah, there are a lot of orange in the crowd. Uh-huh. I think Nebraska bought a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And I think Wisconsin had it because it wasn't.
Yep, there was red for sure.
No question. There was plenty of both.
And they're a little closer. 93-87 was the final. Now we're the number three seed in the NCAA tournament, expecting to play number 14 seed Morehead State Thursday at 2:10.
How many people thought we were going to lose Friday to Ohio State down double digits second half? Didn't feel good. Oh, man. How many people thought we'd lose to Nebraska down at least 15 second half?
Yeah.
And then it didn't feel so good for a while in the second half yesterday.
I know it.
We're down 10 again.
In fact, Larry Morgan at my St. Patrick's Parish in Tolono had a St. Patrick's party, of course, yesterday, saying, I can relate to Stevie pacing a lot, yeah. not wanting to watch the game, not sitting still, not sitting there for sure, but walking around while watching the Illini.
Watch it with Christian. So we were, dismayed, bummed, particularly the, oh, my gosh. Who's the guy for Ohio State, the lefty? Oh, my gosh. He made a three. That was crazy. And down three. I mean, it was a remarkable come from behind. Ohio State beat us. I mean, they kind of did. And we just pulled it out. Coleman came in, had not played very well at all, and came in the last 2 minutes, was phenomenal, and made winning plays, as Brad said. But I'm telling you, yesterday's game, the score tied.
Is it Scotty Middleton?
No, it's a former guy, played in Minnesota, the left-hander, a veteran, five-year guy, really good.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was big. But yesterday's play at 85-85, Coleman has a look, but not super clean. He throws it quickly to an open Terrence Shannon, who makes the ball that I think wins the game. Mm. We go up three, amazing pass, great shot, give it to the hot guy. That was a great play by Coleman. All right, yesterday in the press conference, what about the history of us losing these games and everything, yeah, man?
Ahead, but you haven't been to the Sweet 16. Illinois hasn't since 05. Everybody's, going to be burning for it.
Oh, shut up.
And I want to know how much you, really burn for that. Check that, off your...
It's not about checking the box. I came here to win a national championship. If you think that's all I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
We've had unfortunate draws. I think we've had some tough draws. You get beat. I think every program has had those moments where you get upset. You maybe don't play as well. We had the year with Trent with pink eye, Jacob Grandison out, an injury. I think we're going in a place we're as healthy as we've been, and we're playing well. And so this team doesn't know anything about any of that. I'm here to try to win a national championship, and Illinois is that type of program. And I tell Josh Whitman, our athletic director, Chancellor Jones, that every time I see him, we are here to win a national championship. And if those goals ever change, then I probably don't need to be your ball coach anymore. And in the meantime, that's our goal. Not just get out of the first weekend. It's to keep moving on.
Brad Underwood, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Busey's Money Manager, part of the online mobile e-banking platforms, is a powerful tool that allows you to visualize and better understand your finances through a variety of features, such as cash flow. Money Manager provides a visualization. Where's your money going? They got that chart. It's colored and everything.
Yeah.
Spending Donut, the mobile-friendly interactive spending wheel, shows spending by percentage. How much you're spending on your rent, on your electricity, food,
restaurants.
They got all that.
Oh,
a variety of customizable views means your budget is easy to create and visualize. You can see, man, I'm spending too much on XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
Track your net worth, retirement planning, and overall wealth management in one place. The feature allows you to visualize all your assets in one place and track to worth over a monthly or yearly view. Interested? Well, at Busey, they're proud to offer convenient digital banking platforms that work for you. It'll enhance your user experience. You can find all of this at Busey.com to get started today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and get a hold of this. Don't hide from it. Understand what's happening with your money, and Busey can help. Go to Busey.com to learn more. We have a Stever offer, the program where I give you money. I'm giving out $50 bills to Jets Pizza because we all want a pizza. We all want a pizza.
Absolutely.
GoStever.com. GoStever.com. We've got more coming up next at 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Who decides truth or misinformation? Supreme Court hearing arguments whether the Biden administration went too far, asking social media platforms to take down posts on COVID and the Hunter Biden laptop, claiming misinformation when they turned out to be true. On the campaign trail this week, President Biden sporting new shoes, Hoka lifestyle sneakers for stability. Vladimir Putin reelected president of Russia for an astonishing 37-year reign. Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu objects to Senate Leader Chuck Schumer calling for new elections in Israel.
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate. I think we're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they'll elect, and it's not something that will be foisted upon us.
On Fox and Friends, three separate spring break shootings in the Jacksonville Beach Bar District last night. One dead, four wounded. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State Farm getting a new CEO, John Farney, current president of the Bloomington-based company, replacing CEO retired Michael Tipsord. Farney has been with State Farm since 1993 and is an alumnus of Illinois State University. Juvenile detention centers in Illinois running out of room, presenting serious challenges. The center is meant to provide temporary detention services to juveniles before their cases go through the state court system, but the prolonged closure of Sangamon County Juvenile Detention Center in Springfield because of a deadly incident at a Franklin County Center being closed over staffing shortages. It's been quite the run for Illinois Ambruster Manufacturing Company, the family-owned tent company, closing after nearly a century and a half of business in Chatham. It's part of a sale to the Roto-Rooter National franchise. We'll move into Ambruster's space along I-55 this summer. Fourth-generation family owner Heller Ambruster says the timing was right because he was faced with an aging, skilled workforce. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze in Illinois. Champaign event of vicinity. Ups and downs on temperature. No shortage of moisture around, and increasingly so for the weekend and into next week. And it's a typical spring setup across the area, of which we'll clock in tomorrow evening to the springtime season at 10:06. For the day today, winter-like days worth of weather. 38, 10 below average with a flurry around this morning and a sprinkle this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a stiff northwest wind. Down to 25 for tonight. Sunshine, windy, mild tomorrow afternoon. Highs at 57. That southwest wind, a gust of 35 miles per hour. Down near freezing tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, windy, chillier for the day on Wednesday. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Some rain in here late Thursday night into Friday. We'll likely have some snow mixed into it to our north and east through late Thursday night and Friday morning, with highs up to 45 on Thursday, low 50s for Friday and into the weekend. More rain ahead late Sunday to Monday. By early next week, temperatures climb back up into the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Okay, so I got to talk politics, and Donald Trump over the weekend in Ohio campaigning for a potential U.S. Senator, Bernie somebody, going against Sherrod Brown, who's been there since Richard Nixon. In the speech, I mean, people were exploding about what he was saying. And one thing that got headlines all weekend is that Donald Trump said there's going to be a bloodbath if I lose the election. What they didn't tell you is the reference and the context of his comment.
And this is when he was visiting, stumping for Bernie Morano.
Bernie Morano running for U.S. Senator.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio's a Republican against Sherrod Brown, who's a Democrat. All right, so I wanted to play the whole thing so you can get the context, but everybody, Drudge Report, MSNBC, CNN, NBC News, CBS News, everybody saying, Trump says there'll be bloodbath. How can you do political violence? And he was referring to the auto industry and how Mexico and China are really taking over the auto industry because they're going to have cheaper labor and they expect to cross the border and sell the cars here. Trump said, that isn't happening. I'll put 100% tariff. So if you're trying to sell $25,000, it's going to be $50,000. So nobody's going to buy the car. And he said, and that's if you elect me. If you don't, oh, that's going to be a bloodbath. Referencing the auto industry. Mm-hmm. Listen and judge for yourself what you did not hear. Fox News is the only one I saw that covered this.
Well, I guess even local media, some of them ran with it. So people were meeting at the alma mater.
It's whatever you want to do, but it isn't true. That's the point. We're in this phase where you've got to take some context. Now, would I have used that word bloodbath? Probably not, because right. They're out there. They're trying to got you. But
yep.
It was windy in Ohio. He couldn't use the teleprompter. And he said, aren't you happy you have a president doesn't need it? But he'll say things like everybody would. Spontaneously. So here's the context.
And the head of the United Auto Workers never probably shook hands with a Republican before. They're destroying. You know, Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
So that's the context. So they took, if I'm not elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. That's what the clip they took.
And he said it twice, and it's very clear, and I can see how they can lift that.
They can lift it, but it's not ethically right.
Right.
He's not saying, if you don't vote for me, we're going to take to the streets with guns and knives and arms, and that wasn't the right, but if you hear that, if you don't elect me, it's going to be a bloodbath. Mm-hmm. Was it crafted beautifully? No. But that's just not accurate. It's not true.
Right.
It's not what he was saying, but yet again, it doesn't matter the context. And that's very disappointing. There was a moment in the middle of Sunday yesterday where I could not find it on the lead on CNN. MSNBC always had it. Drudge had it all. Drudge Report just went wacky on me. I mean, they're the ones that broke the whole Bill Clinton in the 90s thing. But they just gone left, and so they're out to get Trump. For some reason, I don't know how Trump and Matt Drudge didn't get along. I don't know. But so, I mean, then again, they came, Newsweek, new Monday, let's get it. They all brought it back last night. So some white-shirted, colored guy with a tie made the decision that we're going to run with this because it's meat.
Yes.
We got legs. They're getting clicks.
This is clickbait. Yep. And, you know, that's good for the advertisers.
And it's expected. Trump's going to be a dictator. He said it's going to be bloodbath. I mean, it plays into the narrative.
It sure does.
But it's not fair.
There's four states having primaries tomorrow. Of course, Illinois and Arizona, Kansas and Ohio. So, you know, this plays into the voters' way we're thinking, too.
Yeah, it plays the narrative. And if you ever write this history in 20 years, I don't know how it'll be depicted, probably because a lot of the historians will be lefters, but it is an attack on the chief opponent of the president of the United. That's the whole thing about our Constitution and the way we do justice. You're not supposed to attack your political rival and use the justice system to do it. And that's what's happening right before our eyes. And Trump keeps saying it. They're not after me, they're after you. And you don't think people will be afraid if somebody comes after you? You're going to be quiet. You're not going to. That's the point. Is suppress the speech.
Right. Well, another trending headline right now: former Vice President Mike Pence says he's not endorsing Trump.
That's no surprise. I mean, they had a falling out, obviously, and Donald Trump thought he had powers that Mike Pence doesn't believe he did. And then there's the whole issue of January 6th and what we're led to believe happened. I want to know the answers as to, did Donald Trump ask for 100,000 National Guard? Did Nancy Pelosi turn it down? We need to know the answers. Were there other instigators, like I believe there were, that weren't even part of anything, but they got it rowdy and got it going?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to believe all, did the January 6th committee really suppress information about Donald Trump asking for some protection? You have to know the answer. You have to know the truth. Might not be true, but it might be true. And I think they've proven that they suppressed this key evidence and testimony that wasn't what they wanted to hear. And that's bad, man, because that can get worse. And think about the other side doing it to you. Imagine Republicans getting their attorney general to go after their political rivals. That's the leading political rival. That's just what they do in, like, banana republics. We don't want any of that.
Right.
Okay, feel better. 840-217-359-2255. If you got something to add to that, feel free on the Fisher National Bank text line. All our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. It is Monday, March 18. We got a little euphoria with the Illini winning the Big Ten. Listen, there are 14 teams, going to be 18 teams in this thing next year. 14 teams, we've won two of the last four Big Ten tournaments. It is really hard to do. By the way, I hope the tournament goes to Indianapolis, stays in Indianapolis, because it's close for me.
Yes, it is.
I do think it's probably going to end up in L.A. one year and probably going to end up in Las Vegas one year, because you got, you know, Washington, Oregon, yeah. USC, UCLA.
Not on the west side.
We're probably going to think if you're Rutgers. That's going to be a drive, Mildred. Wow. That's going to take some time now. It'd take us 4 days to drive out to Vegas from Rutgers.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, anyway, it's going to bounce around, because I think, and I don't think the conference is done growing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing Texas A&M. I'm hearing Notre Dame. I'm hearing some more names.
Okay.
Last one out of your conference. Don't turn off the lights, because there's going to be the SEC, the Big 12, and the Big 10, pretty much, I think. All right. Get your brackets going. Got to get them in by 10 a.m. Thursday.
Yes.
To be eligible, you can go online and enter stuff. Don't have to spend money in a lot of these brackets, and then you have something to root for the first weekend. There's going to be upsets. That's the beauty of it. Nobody's ever picked a perfect bracket. Nobody ever will. It's a billion to one or whatever the odds.
And here at ESPN 93.5, Happy the Drive, we'll be welcoming Luke Goody with Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Also, First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, and by Max Twin City Recycling. A conversation with Luke Goody. Boy, he took some hard hits.
He hurt his back.
Yeah.
And
I saw him with a brace on.
Came back in the second half, mm-hmm. but I hope he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that update. I'm not sure when Luke is calling. Honestly, I'm not sure he's calling.
Okay.
Because that was set up before all this. So, and schedules tend to change.
Exactly.
Brad, could he get 10 minutes to come talk
right.
to me? He'll be right there. Keep stretching, Luke. Get the phone in your ear. 842.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor Teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor Team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Ellers Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring.
Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With a passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
Okay,
and
that's
I believe
coming
that's
up.
That's $20, isn't it?
I just think it's $20, $25, but you get a swag bag to end all swag.
Yeah.
And then they got all kinds of. Listen, if you're getting married or know somebody, this you got to go to that.
Right. It's the Orpheum 2 to 5 this Saturday, the 23rd. And anybody you know who's newly engaged, this really gets people excited to see all the different elegant table runners and chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really detailed. About different ideas, the fashions, the different snacks and savory and sweet bites that you get, the cakes. It's just going to be fabulous. Again, the Orpheum, and go to inspireyour.com to get your tickets. And if you have the group, the whole wedding party coming, you can get a discount. As you join me, Diane Ducey, I'll be walking around with some prizes in my pocket too. Now, we've got some text in, 359-2255. BYU is the likely opponent in the second round. Their seed got moved up because they can't play on Sunday. Should be a 5 seed, but now a 6.
Yeah, I don't get that, because why wouldn't you just put a 5 seed in another bracket and you play Thursday? Do all the 5s play Friday, Sunday? Maybe. I don't know.
I see.
But I didn't think they set it up. I thought there was a way that you could play them Thursday, Saturday, if that's the case.
Right.
Anyway, the bottom line is blah, 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 blah.
Morehead State.
I got Morehead State. Morehead State can beat me. They certainly can. Mm-hmm. So every game is like, I don't know if we can win. I mean, that you have to approach every game. I don't care. If 16 beat one last year. So the bottom line is, you better play well. If you don't play well, you lose. So that's just the way it works.
And how do you say who BYU is playing?
Duquesne.
Okay, it's spelled weird, but
yeah, don't be surprised.
They won their tournament.
Don't be surprised if Duquesne beats them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get sloppy relaxed on playing Duquesne, because I think they've won 30.
Yeah.
And they're in the first time since the 1970s. So they're fine. They think they're jacked. You saw some of the fandoms and some of these pictures when they got picked. They went nuts.
That's right.
So this is the big. Everybody is going to be really jacked.
We had hundreds of fans out at the airport yesterday, last night, to welcome our Illini back after their 93-87 win over Wisconsin, a number 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. So 2-10 on Thursday, number 14 Morehead State. That's who we're focused on now. Terrence Shannon Jr. 102 points during the Big Ten tournament. 15 free throws yesterday, and that was awesome. Of course, we've got a lot of Big Ten. Number 1 seed will be Purdue in the Midwest. Number 5 for Wisconsin. Number 8 for Nebraska. Michigan State made it in as a 9. I saw some interviews with Tom Izzo. Northwestern is playing FAU. And isn't FAU who went on?
They went to Final Four. We played them in December, beat them. In Madison Square Garden.
Florida Atlantic.
But they're still very good. And San Diego State and Florida Atlantic make the Final Four. You totally could have 2 teams like that.
Right.
Any chance?
It's crazy how we're celebrating the Big Ten title and then we have to flip it right away. I was glad that they did get the camera shot of the guys during Selection Sunday to see us on camera in Minneapolis. Yeah. And
reason they didn't the last time is it went to overtime. We beat Ohio State in overtime, so butted up to 5:00.
Right.
So they didn't, and the guys didn't even know who they were playing.
Right.
They couldn't go sit like they got to sit yesterday.
Yes, and it was, I think, 4:40 or so when they had, by the time they had wrapped things up, so at least they got the proper, you know, send-off in the Big Ten. And
pictures,
then
awards, confetti.
Exactly.
All right, 8:49.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Are you ready? A free trip to the most lavish resort out of this world. The most spectacular landscapes and majestic views ever imagined. Where all human pains, afflictions, worries, concerns, they'll all be gone for eternity. You're right, it will be heaven. Well, it is very simple. Start your journey today. The Lord opens His welcoming arms to greet you. And this week, visit His house. Attend church services of your choice. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Listen to the words. Jesus will guide you as to where you need to be. And for our friends in nursing homes or assisted living, please attend your weekly prayer services. It is that simple. Start your journey today. The Lord will put His arm around you and give you comfort. Take away all your problems, anxieties, and pains for eternity. Are you ready? The Lord has been expecting you.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Tabman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information including repair quotes and online scheduling requests available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. Steve, I have a question.
Shoot!
We've talked about Sony, but I know you have LG and Samsung too. Aren't they all kind of the same?
Ah, that's a tough one. Samsung is famous for their bright, colorful picture and the frame TV.
They look like art, right? What about LG?
Okay, Sony invented OLED, but LG perfected OLED manufacturing. That efficiency makes LG the number one selling OLED TV in the country, and their build quality is excellent.
Yeah, they're really flat too. So, why Sony?
Sony makes movies, cameras, monitors. Accurate image is crucial. Colors, skin tones, contrast, motion handling are just some of what Sony does better. Sony buys panels from Samsung and LG and improves them with their own video processing.
Wait, a Sony might have an LG screen?
Yeah, or even Samsung. You've heard how a great coach can take your team and beat his?
I get it. Sony can use other guys' parts and still make a winning product?
All to get that red hair just the right shade and no blur on the swish.
Yeah,
Well, Luke Goody, today, we think, after three. Okay, mm-hmm. So weather, I mean, it might get winter.
It's true. Whoa. There's a 30% chance of some flurries, so you might see that until 1 o'clock today with these wintry conditions. Today's high 39, according to our meteorologist Greg Solier, 26, breezy tomorrow, but up to 60.
How about that? There you go. Boom.
So, if we do see some flurries, certainly won't last long.
All right. Don't forget Jets Pizza. I'm giving out $50 bills to eat at Jets. Go Stever.com. Diane Ducey, way to go.
Enjoy the day. Fun go Illini.
Fun day. We'll be back in the morning, God willing, 7 to 9. Thanks for listening, boys, this afternoon. Have a great Monday.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
Think warm thoughts and get your pool plans ready now. Buy a membership at the Urbana Park District Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. There's a huge discount for individual and family memberships. Go in person to the Phillips Recreation Center or the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Call 217-367-1544. Check out the pool with the Urbana Park District. You belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto. Proven, trusted, your friends and
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Jesse with Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed? Your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With a passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
You are listening to WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. We're not far, a couple of weeks from opening.